folks are looking older, and my hair's growing thinner, and I ain't quite as pretty as I used to be. Wake up in the morning, it's about all that I can do to get out of bed and stumble to the loo. And until I've had my coffee, you might as well be talking to a man easily mistaken for a fool. If my time is getting short and my days are growing thin, and it's one fight a man can never win. Yeah, my time is getting short, my days are growing thin, and it's one fight a man can never win. Getting dimmer, and my hearing's getting duller, and my aching back reminds me of my age. And in my mind I'm still a young man, but then reality sets in, and I'm living on the back side of the page. Sometimes I feel like I just can't lose. Sometimes I'm just barely in the game. But mostly I'm just thankful, I'm glad to be alive. And win or lose, to me, it's all the same. Cause my time is getting short, and my days are growing thin, and it's one fight a man can never win. Yeah, my time is getting short, and my days are growing thin, and it's one fight a man can never win. Yeah, one fight a man can never win. Listen, one fight a man can never win. When I look at my reflection, at the man in the mirror, I ain't looking at the man I used to see.
And you are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. We just heard Mitch Hayes with My Reflection off the CD by the same name, My Reflection. And you're listening to Licks and Lyrics. And I got Kamara Thomas tuning up. So let's have a little bit more music, and then we'll get live in just a moment. Ooh, 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 ooh. How about some Hard Worker? Hard Worker is good. The Apathy Hymn. Let's feel some Apathy Hymn. Here we go, Hard Worker, on the Licks and Lyrics Show.
Nothing, and I don't know, oh, I don't know. fell in love with a hole in my own face. I don't care to find the things that I lost. I don't care to find the things that I lost. I don't care to find the things that I lost. No, I don't care to find him. There was a man held me tight if I could ask him to. There was a chauffeur I lost him. This is the way desperation in a quiet place. Fell in love with the haunt in my own face. Now I'm set adrift, cruising the narrow channel of nothing. And I don't know, oh I don't know yet, who will steer me home.
I said, was it something I did? Did I draw my own curtain? I pay no attention to the man behind. Am I treating you wrong? Am I in my own way? Do I lack motivation? Is there something wrong with me? I know there's gotta be by now. Cause I can't offer you roses, cause flowers are never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. Is it my turn of phrase? Do I tell it too easy when I just blurt it out? Am I not a man? Cause I'm not running. Read the signs, there's room in the air. I'm open for business. Well, if you need somebody, let it be me. Cause I can't offer you diamonds, cause gemstones are never enough. But somebody come on and try out my love. I guess I'm alright with being alone, but self-reliant means that nobody's winning at home. Go. I can't offer you a million, 'cause money is never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. But I will offer you a romance, 'cause my body is never enough. But somebody come on and try out my love. Come on and try out my love. I try.
Throw the body in the lake and take a chance that no one finds out. And take a chance that no one finds out. Your life is stories that you fake and rake like leaves behind you. So row the boat into the bay and say you've lost your compass. Your life is pieces that you play, and maybe they will trump us. Blow the kiss you never felt, and belt your wife for smiling. Love is lying by yourself, alone, awake and crying. Your throat and coat your mouth with honey. Your life is books you never wrote and tote only for money. Dig a hole into the ground and pound the earth in outrage. Your life is treasures that you found and drowned in lakes that you've made. Show the soul you never had a fan that will not save you. Your life is hiding all the bad in sad smiles that break you. Says he's ready to go steady. Just ignore what lies beyond. The heart that you will break when you are sitting in the kitchen. Are you listening to what you're missing? Just ignore what lies beyond. Be the first to clap when
when you knew love must be measured under pressure, just you know what lies beyond. Suckle on the lack of all the hugs you never got, and if you're rotten, it should lie, would you still know what lies beyond? You knew lies on the hate that you were tied and you were tethered like a felon, stormy weather, just you know what lies beyond. You need a first to crack when you knew love must be measured under pressure, to know what lies beyond.
And that was Bombadil, Honeymoon. Before that, Matt Phillips, Try Out My Love. And we started out that set with Hard Worker, the Apathy Hymn. You are listening to The Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm Louise, and I've got Kamara Thomas.
Hello. I love to be here.
We are
Thank
so
you for
excited
that
me.
You are here.
And you've been doing, you've...
You've, I'm a busy bee.
You have outdone yourself this time. Not that you ever disappoint. You know, always you're bringing it. But this time, yeah, multimedia.
Multimedia, is that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, this is an ultra-sensory experience.
Yeah, I've got a new video coming out soon that I just directed.
Right, in your spare time.
In my spare time. I had 6 hours on a Saturday.
Is this your directorial
debut? It's my directorial debut.
I'm really
excited about it. And it's my directorial debut, but I had a ton of help and a lot of amazing collaborators, a great choreographer, and a great, really my co-director, Jim Haverkamp, who actually does know how to make
It was not his first time then.
It was not his first time.
That is always helpful.
So yeah.
Yeah, know someone who knows what they're doing.
I jumped in with like, when you hold hands with someone and then you can jump in. So God bless Jim Haverkamp.
Yay, Jim Haverkamp. Awesome. And people can see this coming up.
Yes,
soon.
I have a Kickstarter campaign that begins on April 29th.
Just next weekend, for
all of May, and I will be releasing the video as part of that push. So
nice.
Hopefully,
and so they can just get your CDs in advance. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's just like buying a CD, except you're giving me the money before I record the record.
Right, which makes it better.
Yeah, which makes it so much better. It really puts the wind in an artist's sails. And if you keep listening to Licks and Lyrics, I'll play you some of the songs because the whole album is written.
What?
I just need to go record it.
That is fantastic.
You'll hear, I'll play
It won't be your first. It won't be your first time at the races.
It won't be
album
my first
making
time.
Thing. That's not your debut.
No, not my. But it's technically my solo debut. Everything else has been
as a
band entity.
Okay,
but this is really my first solo jam.
Jam on, Kamara Thomas.
Jam on. Jamtastic.
All right. Jamtastic. That's right. Well, let's hear a song that you have recorded. Would you like to do that? And then we can come back and then you can play some new stuff
that needs to
be recorded.
Yes.
All right. So this is off your Earth Hero.
This is my Earth Hero EP.
EP. Do you know what your new CD is called?
Tularosa.
Nice.
It's all about this region in New Mexico called
Tularosa. You are such a storyteller. What fun. All right. And okay, so off Earth Hero, we are going to hear?
My Kentucky.
All right. My Kentucky. This is Kamara Thomas on Licks and Lyrics.
This is Kentucky, the town of hazard, and I'm living with my lady love, the lily white Olivia. Oh, I say, Olivia, I won't do for mining. I'm gonna take the railroad to the southern tip of Mexico. Now, little girl, you dry your eye and keep it on our mother mountain. From there I will come home to you, and I promise that I will be true. I'll say, in my Kentucky, the town of Hazard, lives a lady, and I love her all. So it doesn't matter what they may gotta say to me, my home they'll never be. This is a rail yard downtown Chicago, and I've been working on the rail cars days, sleeping in the boardhouse nights. Oh, I dream, Olivia, of you dressed in ermine, stepping off the luxury line. So I'm telling every friend of mine, in my Kentucky, the town of Hazard, lives a lily dove, and I'm the one she's thinking of. Oh, so it doesn't matter if I got things I gotta do. To me, she'll always be true. This is a highway through Minnesota, and I'm a following the heartland snow through the corner of Oklahoma. Oh, I know, Olivia, that I'll find my treasure buried in these southern hills, and I know I gotta have my fill. As for my Kentucky, well, I had to pass her. I know she'll understand why I had to keep going. I won't pay no matter, cause there's a thing I gotta be, and home awaiting always is she. This is a fireside called Dark Alaska, and I've been searching from the Iowa plains to the forests of the Pennsylvania for something, Olivia, I can't quite remember. I've been alone so long, I can't recall my home, Kentucky, old town of Hazard. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do to get me back home to you. From the dawn until the day be done. Oh, I heard, Olivia, your body buried, and now I'm riding me a riverboat back to the banks of my Hazard home. And then I'm gonna cry my eye for the daughter of the mountain. May our mother make a use of my tears, may she find me fit to bury here, away. But what does it matter? I am old now, and my lily love golden is gone.
Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. My gold, Olivia.
Thomas, my Kentucky, and we've got Kamar Thomas on Licks and Lyrics. Whoop, whoop, Kamara. Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad, too.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you've got some new stuff, that the story continues. So now are we getting a full-length album? Is that what
this
Kickstarter is going to be?
Yeah, it will be a full-length album.
And at
least 11 songs.
Ooh.
So
All written.
And I mean, some of them are new, some of them are very old. I've got a big backlog of songs because I was so busy with my rock band for so long.
And because you are a writer.
And because I'm a writer.
Yeah. And
so
yeah.
I've written a lot, but this project, Tularosa, has been brewing for a long time, and I decided that it was that was the album that was ready to kind of be made.
Yeah. And so, all right. So this is the story then.
This is I've got a few story songs for you. It's really an album full of stories,
all taking place in
all. Well, some of them take place in Tularosa, which is the name of the album, but others. The idea is that all the characters make their way through Tularosa in some way. It's not necessarily mentioned in the song, but in the mythological landscape in my mind.
Yes, in the Tularosa of your mind.
Yeah, in the Tularosa of my mind, they are all
passing through. All right.
One is called "Don't Fall in Love with Texas."
Good advice.
It's very good advice.
Oh, definitely.
My husband is from Texas.
My ex lives there.
All my exes live in Texas.
Not all of them.
My exes are everywhere.
Okay. All right. Don't fall in love with Texas. Here we go. Come on, Thomas.
He was gone within the hour.
You know what? I messed up my lyrics already.
You really? Ooh.
Yeah.
You really did? Over. Okay. Do you want to make a phone call?
No, I just want to start over. Louise is referring to how I called my husband before the show in order to get some chords.
Hi, honey. Do you remember what chord that was? And I was like, this has never happened. This is the best thing that I've ever seen anyone do. You know, that is a good man. If he's going to remember the chords for you, hold on to that one.
I actually have a song brewing called Good Man.
And
But you know, I'm not going to play that right now.
No. But, it's not time for that song.
But it's all about
but it's
him,
brewing.
As you might imagine.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
let me start this again. I'm so sorry.
You know what? All right. So thanks for listening to Licks and Lyrics. And here we have Kamara Thomas. She's going to sing Don't Fall in Love with Texas.
For reals.
About the smell of sweet biscuits, it'll spell your isolation and roast you till you're listless. Don't fall in, don't fall in, don't fall in love with Texas. Oh, I once had a lover went to seek his fortune. He was gone within the hour. He stepped inside his border. Oh, that great big sky Apache, too old for carbon dating, transported him by the fistful and swept me from his memory. Oh, 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 man, don't fall in, don't fall in love with Texas. Texas border, who should meet me but Amelia, his faithful Appaloosa. So I rode her bare from sunrise and on the dusk and night skies. Didn't need to find his skull bone to know that I had found my home. Don't fall in, don't fall.
Kamara Thomas, that was awesome. And I promise I will never fall in love with Texas. I don't care what
don't
they if they tell me it smells like buttermilk canned pancakes or biscuits or whatever. I am not going to do it.
And I love my husband. He is a keeper.
And actually,
I wrote that song when we were on our they're chasing a wasp.
No, they think they have it. It's sitting right there.
Yeah, they don't have it at all.
Look, it's still right there. It's sitting right there. Y'all all ran out with nothing. But it was interesting.
But yeah. It was interesting to see.
It's
all
like
three
nature.
Of them, like, run.
It's like the. You know what this is like? This is like watching National Geographic with Pee Wee Herman.
In a nutshell, a microcosm.
Yeah. Yeah, so your husband is from Texas then?
He's from Texas. He is from the Panhandle. He is from a little town called Leveland.
Nice.
Right outside of Lubbock.
Lubbock, I've heard of.
So,
right?
Yeah, Lubbock you've kind of heard of.
Right,
and Leveland,
right.
Leveland
have I really
is even
heard
smaller than Lubbock.
Right. And have you been there?
Yeah, I love it. I mean,
but you were like,
big, it's a
I
big,
love to
wide
visit.
Open.
I love to visit. I love to visit and get my songwriting on.
Yes, yes.
And then go home.
Yes.
And say.
Gordo would say, you're crazy.
Oh, so he's like, boring.
Because it's just a lot of cotton fields and pump jacks.
Right. You know what? I think sometimes growing up in a place, you don't have the same sort of vision about a place as you do when you go just visit, you know.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm from Chicago, and I never, ever, ever want to go back.
I think Chicago is absolutely, it's one of my favorite cities in the summertime.
In the summertime,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in the summertime. It is lovely. Lovely in the summertime. But
the winters are in.
Yeah, there is just no way there would be any other season for me there.
No.
Not fall, not spring. No, not even getting close.
Well, spring is technically still winter.
Right.
So.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you like sweat and you came down south.
Yeah, I don't mind sweat.
I don't either.
I don't mind sweat at all.
You know what? You go swimming.
You go, exactly.
Right?
The cold.
Where's the swimming hole? Where's the swimming hole? Just, come on.
The cold is just for crying.
The cold makes me tense.
You do not seem like a very tense person.
Have you seen me? Did you? You should have seen me that year in Vermont. My nose ring almost froze to my face. It was terrible.
We can't.
That is stress. That is stress right there. There's prayer involved.
My nose ring was stuck to my face.
I don't know if I have frostbite. Oh my gosh. I hope my nose doesn't come off. Yep. Life's lessons.
Life's lessons. Go south. General lesson number one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what else? What else you want to play for me?
I have a song.
Have we talked to? I can't remember now if we talked about this on the air or off the air. So why don't we really quickly talk about next weekend? Because I feel like maybe that was off the air when we were talking about that.
Yes. So, you know, a lot happening next weekend.
Yes.
April 29th is my kickoff. Kickstarter kickoff day.
Mm-hmm.
And to celebrate, I am performing at Mercury Studio in Durham. They have a little room that they call the listening room.
It's basically a room, a listening room. That's it is a lounge for listening.
Yes.
Yeah. So that means like no coffee makers going.
No coffee makers going. No water faucets running. Just a room where people can, I mean, you can bring your own beer, sit around. It's very small. Tickets are limited.
I don't think we're, limited. I don't think we're allowed to say what the price of the tickets are.
I won't tell you the price.
But you could tell us where to get them and find that information.
You can get them at the Mercury Studio website.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
Because it's a small, intimate space.
It's a small, intimate space. And we'll be doing a live recording. So, it'd be nice to have some peeps who like to listen.
Because everyone knows that the audience adds to the show.
It's so essential
energy.
To the vibe.
Yes. It just makes it better.
It just makes it, better.
Right? Yeah.
So, so I'm excited, and hopefully we'll have some things that I'll have some tracks from that to share as part of the Kickstarter campaign as well. And try to
I tried
to come up with a decent plan.
That sounds good.
That involved releasing lots of music.
Okay. So. I think this is a good idea.
So, I hope people will come out.
Yeah, next weekend. Check it out. Limited
get
tickets.
Your ticket.
Yeah.
So I can. Maybe I should play you the song that I did the video for.
Yes, you should. The video that is in the works.
In the works.
Yeah,
we'll probably release some kind of teaser.
Right.
You know, right at the top of the
just a little campaign. A little this is a little something we did.
A little taste. Mm-hmm. And then we'll release the full video as soon as we possibly can. Most hopefully. We will release the video sometime during the Kickstarter campaign.
Uh-huh.
Probably a couple weeks in.
Okay. Yeah. Get things rolling.
Yeah.
And then, you know, pump it up again with the video. Good plan.
You need some things
you gotta
to get over
the humps.
Hump.
That's right. That's you right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
once you get to that middle.
That's my big hump master. Whoa. Where did that word come from? Songwriters.
Limited tickets.
Up words every day.
Limited tickets available. This weekend.
Limited tickets available.
For the hump master.
Hump master.
All right, so what's the name of this?
This one is called O'Gallows.
Ah, O'Gallows. All right.
And this one is based in Tularosa.
Hmm.
My Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. Oh, gallows, my Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. My darling son, I wonder, how did you end this way? What fault of me, thy mother, thy mother? Did not my teachings teach you to walk straight in your way? My words of faith not reach you, not reach you. Oh, gallows, my Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. Oh, gallows, my Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. What did possess you, brother? We'd made our fair escape to render your confession, confession. This wicked town does judge us unworthy to forgive, would rather see us hungry and beggars. Oh, gallows, my Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. Oh, gallows, my Lord knows what you do. You're carrying cross so tender, so tender. All eyes fall on you, Father, O carrier of disdain. Your shame, our only fetter, our fetter. For though we walk with honor, you taint our family name and cause us now to wander.
Kamara Thomas. So good. So good. You're Karrion Kross, so tender. Oh, my.
It's
oh,
a little dark.
My. Oh, my. So gently eating you.
I like your hand movement right there. So gently.
Yes. Yes. A little,
you.
Like a little evil.
Just a little evil. Just a little evil.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That one kind of the mood of the whole. I mean, what I say on my Kickstarter page, which I hope people will visit, is
and where was that, by the way?
You know, it's not available just yet, but
because
please,
but when they want to find it,
when they want to find it, go to my website kamarathomas.com or look me up on Facebook, and it will be very prominently displayed. I promise.
Starting on Saturday.
Starting on Friday.
Oh, starting on Friday.
Friday, April 29th.
Oh, that's right, the 29th.
But just think May. Just go go in May, anytime
yeah,
in May.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the, you know, the short story is that it's my next album, that Tularosa is my next album mm-hmm. of these 11 songs. But the long story is that it's part of a bigger theater work that I'm putting together that you'll kind of get a sense of once I release the video. But I've been developing that for a number of years as well.
Are you writing like a musical?
I mean, you know, when I say it, if I say it's musical theater, it doesn't quite describe
okay.
it. You know, okay. it's not, it's okay. not like, oh, hello, my baby. Oh, yeah. It's a little, it's
right.
a little,
maybe
it's
a little more
little
Hamilton.
Darker. Yeah, yeah, maybe more along those lines. You know, I call it musical storytelling. It'll okay. it's very multidisciplinary. There will be, you know, it's more like, think more modern dance than like Broadway dancing.
Okay.
Think more,
okay.
You know, like uh-huh. Angels in America than like.
Are you about to blow our minds, Kamara?
I'm about to blow your mind with my cosmic Americana.
Multimedia cosmic Americana.
My multimedia cosmic Americana.
I'll Tularosa you.
You've been Tularosa'd.
Okay, that's got to be a meme somewhere.
You've been Tularosa. I always love the new things that come up in our conversations, Luis.
Yes, yes. I think because neither one of us is afraid to go there.
And then we're like, "What? Where are we? We are in outer space right now. How do we get back?"
Whee! yes, I find you very entertaining. Well, good. Okay, so I'm glad that you are that you're gonna try some new things. And so,
yeah,
what you were just
out.
Like, I, this is good, and yet I think I could do more with this and more with this and more. It's because you originally weren't thinking you were gonna be a songwriter, and now this is sort of.
I mean, my degree is in theater, so
okay.
I kind of went into out of college thinking I was gonna be an actress, and then.
So really, you're just kind of bringing
kind
it
of,
back
yeah,
in,
I'm bringing it yeah. all back around.
Right. See, this was all part of the plan.
It was
no
all part
worries.
Of the plan that nobody told me about, but now that it's here, oh. I'm like, oh,
that's what I meant to do.
That's what I'm doing. Okay. It's a nice
yeah.
feeling to
yeah.
kind of have finally
right.
a picture of, okay,
yeah,
I know what
now
I'm,
it makes sense.
I know what I'm trying to make here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
But the album is the first thing. That's
okay.
the first thing that has to happen before any
okay.
of that other
and
stuff.
And then the
can
video,
really happen.
and then a theater experience?
A theater experience. That's a great way to describe it. Mm-hmm. A theater experience.
And so will there be more albums to come then as part of that? What is the time frame of the theater experience?
I mean, it's kind of going to roll out over probably the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Okay.
Being realistic yeah. about
how
long it takes.
What's your 3 to 5 year plan? Come on, Thomas.
Oh, I've written this out. I was like, the good thing about a Kickstarter campaign, I will say, is
you
it
get
really
down to
makes
business.
You, yeah, mm-hmm. you have to get down to business and be like, what exactly am I making? Because
right.
no one's going to support this unless I know what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah,
and
you
have
can't
a plan.
Sound like a flaky musician.
Yeah. yeah. You guys, I've been here on my couch writing these songs, and I'm still at my best friend's house, and I'd like to get off their couch. So maybe you could throw me some cash.
Yeah.
So that
this is a much better version.
Yeah.
There's already a video in the making. And in the end, there will be a theater experience. You will be Tula Rosa.
You will be Tula Rosa.
Tula Rosa. Tula Rosa. Yeah. 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 I say yes.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I just want to hear a lot of yeses around here.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. Yes. Well, then, so shall we, do you have more? Would you
yeah,
like to?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
This is one of those older songs that I play a lot at shows, but has been part of this project for a long time.
Uh-huh. And how long has this project been up here?
You know, I've got very long gestation periods. I mean, it's been at least a decade at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
They're always coming back around.
And, okay.
You know, but the final songs for this whole album, at least, came together in the past, you know, past couple years.
Okay. It's all coming together now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So what are you going to play?
This one's called Stranded in San Antone.
Ooh, Stranded in San Antone. Has this happened? Is this a true story?
This is, well, it's based on a true story, but it's not my true story, but I have been stranded in San Antone, which is...
Ooh, but this is not the version.
No, you'll see. This is not a version that you would wish on your worst enemy.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, maybe your
maybe
worst
you
enemy.
All right, this is the song I dedicate to my worst enemy.
I dedicate the song to my worst enemy. Stranded in San Antone, we came out western in a wagon full of all that we owned and a vision full of silver and gold. We stopped for what I thought would be a moment in San Antonio. You said to stock our stores until El Paso. When was it you decided you were gonna leave me alone? As you whispered your land of milk and honey lies, my love, I'll wait for you sentry once I reach the border of New Mexico. Oh, why would a man deceive his woman, his wife? You promised me the rivers of Damascus when your love was all I was asking for. Instead, you left me stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Story from a traveling man recalling your boast from a dry well outside of Tularosa. How dull you hunted by the marshals and the widows and ghosts, but no mention of glory or gold. Big noble husband, just another outlaw breaking the law. As I waited and worried and wept, if not the lawman, then the desert, the devil, the angelic host. Oh, you're gonna hang or burn like the summer burned me down. Still I wait with my eyes on the horizon, hoping for the day that I die on, because you left me stranded in San Antone.
off down to the tangent towns of China where they lay the railroad. Got me as far as the border of New Mexico. Caught myself up in a mad dash and a fever for gold. Bright Yellowstone, come chase my past away. I'll chase my 49er dream all the way to California, yay. If you let me forget that faithless man, build me an empire with a tower I can stand. Like the desert sage, loveless and stoic and stubborn and brave. And as he turns and he claims me for my rest, his name remains in the darkness. Nobody left me stranded. 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 Stranded in San Antonio. Stranded in San Antonio. Stranded in San Antonio. Stranded in San Antonio. Stranded in San Antonio.
Kamara Thomas, stranded in San Antonio. I felt really bad for her, and yet I rocked out.
Yeah, you rock out. You're like, wow, that
yeah,
really,
that really
stinks,
must.
But
yeah, too bad
I'm
for you.
I'm gonna rock a little bit.
Woohoo!
Chase that 49er dream. She gets the gold in the end.
Okay, I was gonna say,
little,
please tell me
a little
it gets,
wiser,
okay.
A lot harder, but
yeah. Oh, you know, sometimes there's a lesson to be learned, and then once you learn it, you get the gold.
You get the gold.
You get the gold. That's all right. That's all
yeah,
right. And you know what? Right. Like, he was that great. Come on.
I mean, obviously, he was...
Obviously. Loser.
Loser.
Honey, you are so much better off.
You run an empire now. You're an empress.
Yes.
Yes. Of gold.
Yes. Yes, you've been Tula Rosa'd.
You've been Tula Rosa'd. You've Tula Rosa'd and you've been Tula Rosa'd.
And that's why it's all golden. Yes, yes.
Yeah. We just talk about that. We just get crazy, right?
You know, as long as we're giggling, I think it's fine. I think as long as we're...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Every time. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, good times.
Good times. Back to Earth.
Back to Earth. Well, good. Okay. And so how, so this girl is part of the story, but there are some characters that you are consistent. It's not just everyone kind of coming through.
Well, the songs are all going to be different characters, but
okay.
in the larger theater piece, I describe it as 12 actors. 12 players playing 12 American archetypes.
Oh.
And so each archetype...
Someone is a theater major. You go ahead, Ms. Archetype. All 12. Go ahead.
So then each actor or each archetype is playing a lot of different characters throughout the entire piece over all sorts of, like, you know, over...
Are we traveling in time
here? Yeah, we're time traveling. And
oh, yes.
Yes.
So we're traveling all the way across
the American landscape, across American time and space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I call it the title of the theater piece is Tula Rosa, an American Dreamtime.
Excellent.
Are you familiar with Dreamtime and the Aboriginal and Australian Aboriginal?
Ooh.
You know, kind of, I would call it their, it's not religion,
right.
It's just
spiritual,
it's
world.
Their,
yeah,
it's their world.
Yeah.
But this idea that the land actually has song lines written into it, and that each human who's born on the land is given a certain song that orientates the entire tribe on the actual land. So very specific land features will have songs and spirits attached to them.
So this won't just be all desert then. This will be...
No, this is like America, but it's the land that I'm trying to work with, like the actual
land.
That is vast. It's
vast. Are you going to include Hawaii and Alaska?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
The American land will let me know.
Okay.
I would love to include Hawaii and Alaska, because who doesn't want volcanoes and
right?
big crazy mountains
right.
with grizzly bears?
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
That's America too.
Yeah. 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 Have you been to either?
No.
Research.
Yeah. Research. It's called dramaturgy.
Dramaturgy.
I need to look up some dramaturgy grants
yes,
for traveling
do.
To these
yes,
exciting
yes.
locales.
Absolutely.
Please hit me up at KamaraThomas.com if you know of any really good dramaturgy grants. They must be
you never
plentiful.
Know. You never know.
Yeah. What do I? I don't know anything about dramaturgy grants.
Someone might be. Oh.
Oh, this. It's yes. right here. Here you go.
Finally, this buddy's just been sitting here.
Yeah. We've been trying to give this to a dramaturg for ages.
Finally.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally, this $1 million is,
you know,
we can just shovel it towards someone.
Finally.
Who actually
yes.
can use it.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
Hey.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I've never been to Disney anything.
Well, my daughter Cherokee, her favorite song is Stranded in San Antonio, and she wants to go to Disneyland.
Oh.
Hopefully, one day.
You're
one
in.
Day,
you're
Cherokee. In. One day.
Oh, see, you're so nice. I was like, you don't want to go to Disney anything. Let's go to Europe. Come on, go to Spain with mommy. We'll see some museums.
We'll see some museums and cathedrals.
Yeah, they're like. Oh my gosh.
Stained glass.
I'm like, this is Picasso. And I'm like, he's not that good. This is Guernica. There's really not any color.
You know, with not to bring too much politics in, but I was looking at some Bernie Sanders YouTube videos, and there was this young kid. When I say young, I just mean like
younger
you know,
than Bernie.
Yeah, younger yeah. than me, and anyway, he was like naming off all of these celebrities who were supporting Bernie Sanders. And first he starts naming off like obviously all the celebrities that seem like at the top of his list. And
right.
I'm like,
who is that?
Who the heck is that?
Yeah.
And then like way down in his list, he says, this guy Neil Young is supporting Bernie Sanders. I don't know who he is. I guess he's some kind of folk rock artist,
right?
And I was like, okay, we're at that point, I guess.
Yes,
I guess
yes.
we're
you
there
know what?
Now.
Now you are the educator.
Yeah. No, yes.
You're
no.
like, honey, let me help you.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Because I like learning new things, yeah. but I also like helping people who need to learn new things. And I'm sorry.
And if I you guess. Don't, I guess he's some kind of folk rocker.
Right, right. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Some
probably
guy
influenced
Neil
someone that I listen to. You know, in all fairness, I had to do my daughter's radio show yesterday, and I played like an entire set list of people I had never heard of. I was just like, all right. Oh, Troye Sivan. I remember that one. Carnival.
We're listening to a lot of, you know what? I'm not going to go into what we listen to. Guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures time. Katy Perry.
Okay. Yeah.
Love
nothing
her.
Wrong with that. Nothing
Love her.
Wrong
She's
with
really
that.
She's really good for little girls.
There's nothing wrong with rocking out in the car to carry
a smidgen of Taylor Swift. A smidgy smidge.
Sure. You got to shake it off sometimes.
Yeah, you got to shake it off sometimes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Blondie. Blondie.
Always awesome.
Always awesome.
Always awesome. Always awesome.
A little Joan Jett. I love rock and roll. Some Queen.
Who doesn't? Oh. Oh. My daughter was obsessed with Queen, like to the point where I was like, I'm getting tired of Queen.
I never thought I'd
really?
Say this, but
gosh,
I'm done with Queen.
Like, yeah, it was like every... No, right now it's Hamilton musical at our house now. Yeah,
nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so it's like
a history
grow,
lesson.
Taste
rocking.
Begins
all,
to
oh, yeah, and they're like, try this one out. No, and they're also, they're like, oh, I really like that one that you...
Oh, yeah, nice. How old are your kids?
13 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got about 10 years.
And they can make their own meal. It gets
Listen
better
to whatever you
and
want.
Better.
Just make your own dinner.
That's right. Go rock out and make yourself a quesadilla. That's right. Have some guac.
You know how to mash an avocado. mash that avocado, young one.
We're out of time, Kamara Thomas.
Okay.
So what else do we want to say before we say goodbye?
KamaraThomas.com. Please visit. Please come see. Come to my live recording next Friday, the 29th.
At the Listening Room.
At the Mercury. Listening Room at Mercury Studio. Please support my Kickstarter campaign going all through May.
Mm-hmm. And then you can be Tularosa'd.
And you can be Tularosa'd if you do so.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of, I don't know, there will be lots of music to be given away at the end of the Kickstarter campaign if you donate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
All right. I look forward to it.
And I love you.
I love you.
How about that?
I love you. We all love you, Kamara Thomas. And thanks so much to for coming on to Licks and Lyrics.
For
and
me.
We'll look forward to seeing you another time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough.